first of all, the incident is quite unfortunate, as reported by the citizen. But the initial report had a different story than what was reported. The Minister of National Security, after hearing the incident, he rushed to the place to find what has exactly taken place. Although the report had it, that the report which the citizen has given was talking about humiliation of senior officers, and they went to the extent of reporting that, you know, they were made, you know, were stripped naked. But the initial report of the Minister of National Security had a different story. They stripped did not happen. Nobody has stripped them naked. But they happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, because they can't be expected to have a straight to the training camp of the you know, this is a military installation.
Okay, maybe
it is better isolated. It's not in the same place as any place that people can just pass by.
Okay, maybe
inside.
Can you tell us exactly where the incident happened?
The incident happened in Luri, and not in a Luri, which is a public place. It is a very isolated military area, and is not close to the road, so that one can be expected to have a straight coincidentally to the place. The officers of the citizen, okay, went to Luri training camp, and in their hands they were trying to take pictures of the place, and that place is actually used for the training, which is not allowed anywhere. A military installations or a military area are not filmed. So the officers were trying to film the area, and they were stopped. They were actually treated nicely, because the officers that manned the place are very professional, and they could not be expected to have actually humiliated them. So this is what I actually said. The Ministry of Information has responded yesterday, has issued a statement that the final investigation will be launched to find the final results of what has actually taken place. But the initial report had it that, you know, those officers were stopped, and they were investigated for some time to say why they have to go to military area and then take pictures. The process took almost close to an hour or two, but that report which says they have been detained for 4 hours and they were, you know, almost beaten, or they were stripped naked, is not true.
Okay, so what exactly happened? Because this is the report that had been running on media, that the officers were stripped of their clothing, and then they were detained for about 4 to 5 hours. So what exactly happened?
Well, what has been reported by the media and the truth of the matter are not the same thing. You know, some people wanted to believe that South Sudan is a bad place to stay. Therefore, whatever made up a story can just go like a bushfire in the electronic media. But the truth of the matter is this. The government wanted to investigate this, and a full investigation will be launched, and is already launched, to ascertain exactly what has actually happened. But initial report had it that the officers, the three officers and a driver, you know, dropped to a training camp, and then they were trying to take pictures. They were trying to film. And, you know, any military area is prohibited anywhere in United States of America, in Britain, in anywhere, even in Chad. It is prohibited for any person to take pictures of a military installation. So they were stopped, and those who stopped them are professional officers. They are one of the best trained officers of national security, so they could not be expected to have actually taken law into their own hands.
Okay,
since they are human beings, the full investigation is being launched, and then we will find as soon as possible what has exactly taken place.
Were they stopped before entering the training camp, or they were allowed, and then because of the filming and maybe taking photos, that's when they were stopped?
Well, at time, the soldiers who were supposed to man the gate did not actually think that, you know, any reasonable person would have stayed to that training camp. So these guys entered without being noticed, until when they have reached the training camp, they start filming. And this is outside the mandate of CITESAM. The CITESAM is there to monitor the ceasefire, and is not supposed to have entered any military area of the government of South Sudan.
What happens to the officers in charge, or those involved in the interrogation of the CITESAM officials? Because the statement from the CITESAM was saying they need the government to take some measures against those who are involved in detaining the senior CITESAM officials. What happens to those?
Well, investigation cannot be preceded by arrest. Investigation is something that we investigate to find the facts. the real fact. You know, the officers who detain those citizen officers have also a story that must be heard, because they are there as officially assigned to man that place. Yes, we accept the fact that when an individual takes law into his own or her own hand, it is a duty of the government to ensure such people are brought to books. So we don't differ with that language. What we differ is that it shouldn't be prematurely concluded as if the officers, we stop those citizen officers as if they were the devil. If we take that conclusion, then we will not be even doing justice for those officers in Luri camp who are also supposed to be also protected by law.